Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
I did a show for you about my music, and I did a show for you about what I've done. You can look on Spotify, you can look on Deezer. Those are professional level. For artists as big as Justin Bieber or artists in the past like Led Zeppelin or Michael Jackson or people who are dead or alive, Elvis Presley, etc. Professional musicians, as you know, basic common sense, have they stuff up Spotify, Deezer, etc. I make music, but I also like to do podcasts because this podcast is an art form. What I'm trying to say to you, I am a doctor, but perhaps a different kind of doctor because, you know, I have an EJD, Executive Juris Doctor. It was considered equal to, like, the Juris Doctor, and I study law. What I'm trying to say is that as a doctor, as an artist, what I have to say to you is truthful. I did not tell lies. I am very much aware. I'm very much in control of my life, especially when I came to L.A. when I was 19 to be an artist, a star. And it didn't happen when I was young because I was sending to those record companies making those rock songs, and rock and roll seemed to be a lost cause to get into professional business for me. It was just, in other words, I had too many difficult moments. So I expanded my artistry and became a diverse individual. While I still have those dreams, and I am into rock and roll, pop, etc., as an artist, as a musician, because I respect pop and rock and roll and to persist. I'm also an intellectual who's in charge by writing books about my life and telling you things that go to the truth of where I come from. Why I come across to a lot of people as unique or quirky, it's not my intentions. What I'm trying to say is my podcasts are true. As an artist, as a doctor, I have to say I tell you the truth. I'm very highly functioning. I've been highly educated, but education for me is about learning about the world. It's about advancing. I did not come to Southern California to be anything else but to be an artist and to be an entrepreneur and also to embrace all the things that can enhance my life. What I say on podcasts are very truthful. If you hear anybody say anything otherwise, you should contact me directly and I can show you proof. If they show you things or say things, they show you videos of me singing or whatever, come to me and I'll tell you the truth. I came to be an artist, to be a musician professionally in Hollywood. Hollywood is right nearby. That's a place for dreams. So anyone who has a dream, whether it's in Hollywood or lawyer, doctor, whatever, may it come true. The reason why I bring that up because I have dreams. I have aspirations. I'm aware of the reality, how hard it is to go for those dreams in Hollywood. Like others, I have been doing it for so many years, tons of years. There are millions of people who live in and around Hollywood with those dreams. There are millions of people in L.A. and around the world who wants to be doctors, who wants to be lawyers, who wants to be happy. I bring that up because I have been around people who do not want to see me happy. They want to see me be something that I'm not or want to hinder that progress. And that is not what it is. I'm very much in control of my life. As an adult who's in control of their life, like any adult who has the capacity to make decisions, I am telling you the truth. Being a doctor, definitely I make decisions. I don't have no one else. I have no one else in control of my life whatsoever. I'm not hindered anyway. However, while a lot of people have struggling compulsions or addictions or disabilities, and I am no exception due to my complex life where I had to overcome so many obstacles. I had to overcome so many stresses, like trying to stay alive, overcoming abuse, overcoming homelessness, and overcoming dream killers and very narcissists and evil people who simply do not want me to be happy or want me to succeed in the industry. They simply want to undermine that by committing fraud, lies, etc. It's important that's why in the past I always say to people not to listen to dream killers and negative people. When people say something negative about me or about you, something is wrong with them, especially if it's not warranted. Especially if someone who say, I'm giving an example, you know. If someone say, I don't think Dove should make it in the industry, he has a case, that is 100% not true, because I'm very much in control. There's so many artists and so many intellectuals and so many people who have made their dreams come true by not listening to the negativity or keeping away from criminals or narcissists or people who want to undermine their potential. I have experienced it now and it is so profoundly because simply I have a dream and simply because I want to excel not only in the arts but also in education and other endeavors that require a lot of time and to live my life on my own terms. Why I know that my life and other people's lives cannot be compared because everybody is different. The truth to know whether someone is telling a truth, me or you, is to know the difference whether they're negative and positive. That's one way, and to obviously see the truth, because people do not want to listen to no negativity, but they also want to know the truth. So if you have a dream, go for it like I have a dream. I'm a professional artist. I am not an amateur. I am not a comedian. Well, I have done things I act silly and so tough. That's part of the artistry. I am an actor. I'm a diverse person, but I also am intellectual. I have ambitions, but I have to live life on my own terms. I have struggles. I have dreams like anyone else. And my podcasts are truthful. I am an aspiring artist, a starving artist. Unfortunately, I starved too long. Too many rejections in the music industry and from dealing with people's hatred simply because I have a dream and want to be happy has been a cause of so many trials and tribulations. Why I have not fail. I always know that when I do, I always get back up because that's what life is about. Keep trying, keep persisting, keep creating, keep learning, and keep growing by being positive. And that's what I am, Dove Knight EJD. And if you have any questions, you can contact me at Dr. Dove Knight, the real Dove Knight Twitter. Everything that I've said is true. I am an aspiring artist. I am in a professional business. I am an intellectual. I have a degrees as high as master's, PhDs, lawyers, but also I aspire to be on stage like I came out initially to do, to write that hit song and to sing or to write songs for other people. Why I have all those dreams and much more. The important thing is everything is truthful and everything should be based on positivity. We should all respect each other. Do not listen to gossip, negativity. Just listen to truth, honesty. I've been a person who's been a victim of other people's negativity, but also their hindrance and their racism, that's biased simply because I have a dream and they were either jealous of me or they simply didn't like me because of the color of my skin or the way I live, and I have to stay away from that because those people always make up stories. And my life is still a struggle. It was a struggle to be truthful and honest. As Dr. Dove Knight, who is me, I tell you the truth, and the truth will set us free. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.